Can you describe the scene for us, Brendan?
Well, the situation now is as it has been for about the past hour. The stalemate continues. The crowd, probably a couple of hundred people, most of them sitting in the middle of the road, some standing by the side, the majority of them though sitting down in the middle of the road, right up at a strong line of RUC Land Rovers and riot police. The protest, which had begun during the Orange Order parade, once that parade had passed, the protesters came out of Cook Street in the lower Armour Road, and they were apparently attempting to walk up. They said they wanted to walk up the Armour Road and disperse. That's what they said they wanted to do. The police, though, hemmed them in there, refused to let them pass. After some time, people started moving, and then suddenly they all ran about, 300 or 400 yards down the Armour Road to where they are now.
Now, tensions are clearly still high. How is this being handled by the RUC? Are they adopting a softly, softly approach, Brendan?
Well, it's hard to know. At the moment, it's complete stalemate. When they ran down, I should say, there were some skirmishes when the crowd ran from one end to the other. A number of people were injured. Some men were injured. They had bleeding cuts to the head. They had apparently been battened by the police. The protesters, the situation wasn't helped either by claims from locals that earlier on, before or perhaps during the Orange Parade, the police were a bit heavy-handed. This is what the locals are saying, that they were heavy-handed and they were attacked. So the situation certainly remains tense. It's calm at the moment. Tea and sandwiches have been brought down for the protesters. The feeling is tense at the moment, and you always get the feeling that, as it did when they ran down the road, it can flare up at any moment. The police simply are standing behind the open doors of their Land Rover. Some have actually taken off parts of their riot gear, but they're still there, and there are, of course, more in the side streets around the Ormo Bridge here. I understand that some people in the community, possibly including a local priest, have been involved in some kind of mediation with senior officers. No confirmation of that yet, and neither are there any signs that it's producing any results, obviously. It really remains, you have to wait and see what happens. It is fairly clear, though, this kind of standoff, already this year, the Orange Parades, or earlier rather, five or six of them had been stopped from going down. Now, on each occasion, there were senior RUC officers here. They don't appear to be here at the moment. It would seem as if the police are just letting the situation sit in the hope that it will quietly defuse itself. That appears to be what's happening at the moment, Peter.
Okay, Brendan, thank you. Our reporter, Brendan, right there on the Ormo Road. Well, despite the tensions which clearly remain, this morning's march was, as you heard, uneventful. Our reporter, Pascal Sheehy, was on the Ormo Road to watch it pass.
The first sign of the tensions and impending trouble came just before 6 o'clock this morning, when scores of RUC men in riot gear moved onto the Armour Road and removed nationalists who were gathering to block the Orange March across the Armour Bridge. A number of people were injured in scuffles between the protesters and the RUC. The protesters' representative, Lower Armour Concerned Community spokesman Gerard Rice, said he couldn't guarantee that there wouldn't be trouble.
Listen, what I'm trying to do now is diffuse an explosion. A potential explosion, right? People are over there, and there's potential for when the Orange Order comes down. Now, remember what's between the Orange Order and the residents. It's one lane of Land Rovers. That's all that's between the residents. Now, there is at least 700 people on the streets over there, right? And one lane of Land Rovers isn't going to do it, you know? The Orange Order aren't going to be walking down that Ormond Road wearing hard hats, right? We need a camera over there to the screen both sides. Now, that's what I've asked for the RUC, and I'm asking use people to get the camera over there. So that is avoided. I do not want violence. We've called all along, we do not want violence. But this is not the condition for violence.
British Army helicopters hovered in the sky over the Ormo Bridge as frantic efforts were made to find a last-minute solution. One mediator, Father Anthony Kern, appealed to the marchers to silence their bands as the parade passed over the Ormo Bridge. He said this had been successful on the Garvahy Road in Portadown yesterday. Today, he was told by the Orange marchers it was too late to make a deal. He said the failure to reach agreement had set relations between the two communities back years.
The people are very hurt and very angry. They're angry at the fact that once again, they've had to go back to the Dares, have been penned into their own streets and their own homes. They had hoped that an agreement could be worked out that was satisfactory to them and to the people of the loyalist community. We just see that we've gone backwards. Where we go from there, we would just have to pick up the pieces after today.
Even this morning, there were attempts to hammer out a deal. What was on the table? What was being offered?
It wasn't a deal as such. It was my approach to senior police officers to see if they would approach the parade organisers. And I say that I was doing this myself. This was a personal thing. It was not with the mandate, if you like, from the group that was organising the whole negotiation. I asked that if they would approach the Orange Man and ask them to try and diffuse the situation somewhat by not playing as I passed these streets, because it was it helped so much in Garibaldi Road the other day.
That wasn't acceptable?
We were told that it was too late in the day for anything like that to happen.
Then, shortly after 9:30, the marchers made their way along the Upper Ormo Road, across the Ormo Bridge, and onto Lower Ormo towards the main parade in the city centre. The nationalist protest was cordoned off to side streets. A number of bottles were thrown, but there were no serious incidents. One woman protester was left in place by the RUC outside Graham's betting office, where loyalists shot dead 5 people in 1992. Her nephew was among the dead. Her 2 brothers were badly injured.
We should never let the march go on. Should have had people saying they're like animals. That's 3 relatives can say there was slaughtered. The Vokes people, I'm sure they're very angry as well as I am. Supposed to be religious order, they're not. They're sectarian. Couldn't bang the drums loud enough.
As the Orange March made its way to the city centre, it was shadowed along the side streets by the nationalist protesters. The protesters got as far as Cook Street, where a confrontation developed between them and the RUC. The situation was eventually calmed. However, the people were clearly angry at the decision of the RUC not to reroute the parade.
The RUC let that march come down the Ormond Road against the wishes of the people of the Ormond Road. There was a public meeting last night. The people of the Ormond Road said no. The RUC then brought them down this road and now are starting keeping the people that live on this road walking onto this road. It is totally unfair. We are no peace process over here. We are hemmed in the Irish streets. Our kids is hemmed in. We weren't allowed to go for milk this morning.
The people are particularly upset about what's happened because the Orange March has now come down and the people on the road wanted to come back out and go about their daily business. And as the women came out from Cook Street to come out onto the road, the police have blocked them.
What's going to happen here now, do you think?
Well, obviously the police are in the riot gear, as you say, from 6 o'clock this morning. They obviously want the people to riot with them. They have aggravated people in my street from this morning. They've aggravated fellas that's even walking past. They want the riot. We don't want it. We are the Lower Ormond Concerned Community. We had this all settled. We wanted to get this sorted out.